Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
It's today the Amazon deal day?
Amazon deal day?
It's like another Prime Day or whatever.
I feel like every time I go on Amazon, it's like, deal, only today.
But then they keep the fucking price still low after the day is over.
Fuck Jeff Bezos, eat the Amazon deal day, yeah!
So stupid.
That's so true.
Did you hear that the Powerball, wait, did you guys buy, was that yesterday to buy the Powerball ticket?
No.
It went up to like $1.4 billion and it was like the third highest it's ever been.
Nobody won the first round.
Right. So then I think it was yesterday you had to buy the ticket.
I hate lottery conversations. And I know I was a part of it one time. Heath, remember when I thought anyways, I just think it's too much money.
To win?
Yeah.
But you can also,
it's too much money for one person just to win that like doesn't know how to what to do with that money.
Like, why do I feel it's, like 50 grand is still exciting? It's like, almost, make it 50 grand.
It's just like, I feel like it's just unfair.
But that's the beauty of it.
No, it's not unfair to everybody else. It's unfair to that person to throw $1 billion on them and then they don't know what to do with the money.
Did you hear that kid bought another property?
Dude, he's bought like four now or three LA mansions. This one was like 27 million.
Yeah, he's going to be
the kid that won it last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The mansions look hideous, by the way.
Yeah, I just think it's way too much. Like a 50 to 100 grand is anybody can use money.
Do you get it all at once or do you get
he took the lump sum, the kid who.
You can take the lump sum.
No, yeah, but it's like 600. It's 600 million. Like,
you have to pay the taxes.
Still, nobody gets that much at once like that, right? Like, what are the biggest deals in the world that like somebody, one person,
if you
got
sold
that
a company,
much?
If you sold like your equity in a massive company that you built, that's when like you earn all your money.
Like that much, 600 million at once.
When people sell something.
But if they're able to give that much money away, why aren't they just putting it somewhere else where it's like needed?
What do you mean?
$1 billion. Like that could go and help a lot of people.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lottery though. You know what I mean? Like that's not a lottery anymore. That's a.
Yes. People are trying to like win the big one, but I feel like they should switch it up and just be like, all right guys, nobody's hit this. We're going to now have 10,000 winners that get $50,000, whatever the math would be.
That's
and
cool.
Then you can still win. It's just going to be less and you would have more winners.
Yeah. But I think that's what increases the hype is that it's going to be that much money. And that's what gets people buying more. If that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes sense. I just think it's so unnecessary.
That's what made me buy a lot, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I bought a lot.
How much did you buy? $1,000 worth?
No, it was like $750 worth.
Close.
But I was feeling really lucky. Were you with me? No, that was Danielle. There was just something came to us. We should get it. I never get lucky.
Every single person.
You should have done it this time because maybe your instincts were spot on, but for the wrong time. What if it was going to happen this time?
I just don't feel like, because the last time it was drawn in the state of California or in like the LA area, do you think it would happen again?
Mm-mm.
It could.
You never know.
I don't know.
I'm not going to lie.
I just
this
wish
sounds so this sounds so stupid, and people are gonna be like, "Oh my!" I would get like the amount of like anxiety I would get if like that money. I'd be hyperventilating every day, and I don't think there would be any happiness, anymore.
Because yeah, you have like, all the money in the world, but now you have this weight on your shoulder, the secret that
and just afraid that someone's just gonna like murder me every day. I just don't even think that's like worth it.
Okay, let's run the intro.
Oh, and it's our last intro. In this room.
Oh!
It really is.
The next episode's gonna be in here.
Wait, have to stop
like saying things.
You'll have to just find out.
You'll have to watch the next episode.
Wait and see. Make sure to subscribe.
If we're still in this room, we will give each and every one of you
$10,000. All right,
ready, baby?
Let's go. Or maybe last one.
It's Kavital, baby!
Ow!
The emotion. Oh, right. The rush, the teak,
the vibration
of the teak.
Of the cars.
Tikka masala. All right, well, welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Mariah.
And we are
moving out.
Yeah.
And we are
not hitting the Powerball.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered, and thank you for sticking with us. If you're here on the first episode in this room, that's so sick. This might not be the last, but we'll see. How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good. We're recording this in advance, but my wedding is like this weekend, and I'm just it's all been like accelerating today.
Yeah,
a lot of calls, a lot of spreadsheets, a lot of moving around. I'm good, I'm stoked, but it's like getting more and more real.
Yeah, but you just remember just to breathe.
Yeah,
and it's gonna be fun.
Bend your knees.
Everyone's gonna have fun, especially I feel like everybody here, no one's gonna be there to judge. I think everyone's there for you. Everyone's gonna have a good time, and
good.
And yeah, just enjoy it.
Good.
You know?
Yeah. I'm stoked. We got these slips of paper that you handed out to us.
Yes,
before.
This is our
I hate this.
It's everybody's favorite game watching.
No, it's not.
People love it.
No, think about the people in this room.
I don't feel like we do, our best, or I don't know, the way I describe it always feels like there's a gun under the table.
Yeah.
Every time we play this game. And for the people who don't know, it's our secret word game. Each one of us have been given a word. None of us know what our words are, but we know our own. And the goal is to sneak that word at some point into this conversation.
Okay.
Did you see it already?
I read mine.
I'm just going to guess everybody's word at the end.
Okay.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Jordan.
I don't even want to say anything about my word because...
Yeah.
I need to like still keep it like on me because I don't want to forget.
Yeah.
But let's let the conversation roll.
You know what? I'm just going to pretend I didn't read that. I'm not going to play this game.
Zane's going to be like,
I'm not playing this game. Zane's
going to be like, couldn't squeeze it in. Sorry.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have time for games. I'm trying to take this all in.
Right.
You know? And this is a big deal for me. So fuck that platypus. You know what I'm saying? That platypus.
I can't.
Let's just that. Have any of you guys ever like
out the gate? He just threw one out.
Is that it? Did you fucking do it?
I don't know. Do we have
that
two lives?
That was way too obvious. If it was,
do we have two lives?
I think he's trying to throw us off.
Yeah, he's trying to throw us off. Ooh. No throwing off stuff. Just keep it natural.
Why not?
Because then I don't feel like we get focused on the conversation because we're like,
well, I'm not the one that wanted to play this game, so I'm gonna. You know what? That's my rule.
I don't know. It seems hereditary to me.
Hereditary? That is a very specific word. And I feel like you didn't just come up with that on the top of your head. You would have came up with an animal name or something. Or an aura.
Did you guys?
That was it. My man just threw out both of them. He's cheating.
Cheating.
But yeah, today's been going really well. I woke up a little bit. Over an hour ago. It was nice.
Oh, nice. Slept in. How late were you staying up?
I was up till 3.
Yeah, one of those nights.
Yeah.
Do you ever get so tired? Are you ever like sometimes so tired, but you want to stay up just because you're like, it's just my own time to stay up?
Like, I'm an adult. I could stay up if I want to.
Like, I should be going to bed, but like, I just force myself to like stay up.
Staying up. Staying up is so fun to me. Like, I'm a night owl. Like, I hate like waking up too early. So at night, I like to just even sit there at night just because like I know everyone's sleeping and I'm just like,
it's your own time.
It's my own time. And nobody can bother me either. That's what I love about it. I could watch my TV, drink my Diet Coke.
Yeah, people aren't like blowing your phone up at like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're kind of just like.
Like not like, in the past like 3 years, not one person during a weekday, if we weren't going out, has called me past like 11:30, 12. Like it's me time.
You know, it is really kind of nice. The worst though when you're like so awake, but you want to talk to somebody, but then you can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I kind of run into that sometimes. Mm. Where
I've been getting old quick though. Like, you know how like my grandparents love to just sit silent. Like they'll sit in the back patio for like hours and just sit there in silence. I've been loving that lately. I just love silence. Like just not watching anything or listening to anything. Just brain dead. It doesn't take much. Not much strength. There's no work involved.
You know, it was weird. Yesterday I went out to dinner with Zach and he went up to go to the bathroom and our food like wasn't out yet. And my phone was sitting there on the table and I was like, don't look at it. So I sat there the entire time he was in the bathroom.
What'd you look at?
I just around the table outside. I was just like,
don't look at your phone.
Yeah. Like force myself to not just, cause a moment where I could, if somebody wasn't like immediately, normally I'd go and grab my phone and just, well, I guess I'll kill time until you get back or do something. But I was like, all right, don't look at it. Like, cause what would I do if I didn't have a cell phone?
Oh God, you're probably going crazy. Did you want to like off yourself?
No, it was kind of nice. I just kind of like looked around.
Mm.
There wasn't much to it.
How boring, huh?
It's just, yeah, I could have at least seen like 15 things on Instagram.
These things have taken over our brains and lives.
Yeah.
So sad.
First thing you go for.
Oh, speaking of phone, the alert system that we all got, totally anticlimactic.
Boo. Yeah. An Amber Alert was bigger than that.
It's crazy. I rushed to Erewhon. Rushed to Erewhon just to see if, like, I thought it was going to blow up this building. I thought everyone was going to be like, like, everyone's phones are going to be just screeching. I heard three. There was maybe 100 people at Erewhon. I heard three phones.
Yeah, I feel like it came in waves, though. Like, some people got a first batch, and there were other ones.
And then the girl next to me, she's like, it's happening. I'm like, I know. And then it happened, and she's like, that sucked. I was like, that was really anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was like 2 seconds.
And she was like, I came here for this. I was like, I did too.
Was that your wife?
No.
Did TVs go off if it was like on?
My TV didn't.
Oh, wait. It was all electronics.
Or anything connected to like Wi-Fi or like a signal, basically.
Yeah, my TV.
My brother said their office building was really loud. It sounded like an explosion. Like he's in an office with like computers and stuff. Everything went off.
I guess office makes sense because everybody needs to be like, yeah, that makes sense.
I wrapped mine in aluminum foil.
No, you did not.
And it worked. Well,
did you turn it off and then wrap it?
He did three phones.
We experimented with everybody's phones. So we did one in tin foil. We kept one on. We powered one off. And then we turned the TV on.
Yeah.
Just as a test.
So we just wanted to see what they all did. Yeah.
Did you wear an aluminum foil hat too on top of it?
Yes.
Did you really?
Why?
Did you really?
Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't wear the hat. Okay. But I wanted to wrap it in aluminum foil because it blocks out all signals.
Wow.
And it kept it from going off.
It worked.
That's great. Did you put it in a microwave?
So I tried the microwave before the alert system. I could still get phone calls in the microwave, which was very surprising.
Did the movie Signs, you know in the movie Signs where they put the aluminum hats on, was the aluminum hats like a thing way before or like did the movie Signs start the aluminum hat?
Why do I feel like Signs started it?
I think it was like...
That was the first time I ever saw it, but then again, I was a kid. So
maybe it was a thing back then. Like,
it can be traced. So Vice magazine wrote that the tinfoil hat in popular culture can be traced back in a very weird and short story written by 1927 Julian Huxley called The Tissue Culture King, where the main character uses a metal hat to prevent being mind controlled by the villain scientist. Okay, so it's been around.
Aluminum foil is such a
amazing
versatile product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Works with so many, I can tell you
it's
one
like
thing
baking
that works really
soda.
Well before.
Like you can just use it for so many things.
Do you remember that Disney movie Up, Up and Away with the family's weakness? Like they were all superheroes, but the kid doesn't have his superpower.
Up and Away.
Yeah. And then kid, their weakness is like aluminum foil, which is like this silly, that was like their kryptonite.
And who's
like,
in that movie? I know I've seen that movie many times. I just couldn't even tell you what it like looks like or who's
in it. I don't feel like
it.
Any of the actors.
Yes. Yes.
Was that Janet Jackson? No. Wait. Looks just like
no,
her.
No, that was a good movie. That was a really good movie.
Up, Up and Away. Yeah, that was a good Disney Channel movie. Bring it back.
Yeah, they were hot back then.
Yeah, I don't even recognize any of those names, but Kevin Connolly is in it. The kid from Entourage. Or the guy from Entourage is in it.
Oh, yeah, look.
But yeah, their weakness was foil.
It's amazing that you can pull it out of the oven at like 400-something degrees and touch aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But it is
it doesn't like get retain hot. The heat.
But it
like
conducts it electricity.
Right.
That's fat. I never realized
Isn't it incredible?
How did they figure that out?
That's why people like when the foil goes over the pot or it, they just...
You can just grab that.
You can pull it off and it's not
They should make
hot.
An aluminum foil documentary.
Yes.
There's a lot of things I would that watch go
it. I bet you can find it easy on YouTube. I bet you there's a whole documentary on YouTube about aluminum foil.
Does the Reynolds family just have the monopoly on aluminum foil? I don't feel like I've ever seen any
Oh, they have to, yeah. Like, even you saying that, it's like, it's...
Yeah,
like
that's the only brand. Did you know that the sides, though, that you can, like...
Push them in to keep the roll?
To keep the roll in.
Yeah.
Never knew that until TikTok life hacks.
I'm surprised they haven't made it, like, a better way for that. Like,
it's just cheap. It's easy.
Yeah.
It works.
I fucking love Saran Wrap, too. Even though I'm never playing with Saran Wrap. That's just the thin plastic.
No, I can't stand Saran Wrap.
Oh, wait. That's what you put over, like, the thin one. Not the...
The clear one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I haven't every time I go to use it, I'll go to pick it up, and it'll cling on to itself. And then you're, like, trying to, like...
It's shy.
But we do have the Saran Wrap slider. You take it out and you put it in there, and then it's got the cutter.
Ooh.
So you can like roll it out.
That's nice.
I like that paper you put the cookies on when it's done baking. What's that one?
A little baking.
Parchment
paper. I love parchment paper. That makes me feel good.
Oh, the texture of parchment paper.
Yeah, put make that on
underwear.
A shirt.
Make underwear made out of that.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you.
It does feel really nice. Is parchment the same as waxed paper?
Yes. I'm pretty sure. It's
different.
Like a thin layer of wax that's on
now,
it.
Now, is Saran the same as cling wrap?
Saran is a brand. Yeah.
Wait, they Saran? Own it.
The Saran wow. family.
That's so cool. What other brands own?
Band-Aid. Mm-hmm. Well, like Band-Aid is a brand. Yeah. Kleenex is a tissue.
Petroleum jelly. Or not petroleum
Vaseline.
Jelly.
Vaseline.
Jell-O. I can't believe that. That's probably got to be the craziest one.
Jell-O.
Yeah, it's like Jell-O.
Because it should be gelatin, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy in the 50s. Like, people were making the most, like, gross fucking desserts. Remember, like, just, like, in the 50s? Movies in the 50s, like, housewives make just this gelatin with just shit in it and just, like...
I think they were just, like, they had a lot of time. They were bored at home and they were like...
Let me make something else.
Jell-O was, like, 10 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't have chocolate Jell-O. They only had, like, the fruit Jell-O, right?
Yeah, I don't...
It's interesting how in the 50s, like a lot of like, you know, the stereotypical 50s housewives, it was a lot of just like dump and bake kind of products. Like the art of cooking was a very lost culture for a while in like middle America. We didn't have like an identity of like really having a pride of cooking in your kitchen. And it wasn't until Julia Child, who was the first like big TV food star, where she made that cookbook and she showed people how to really cook in your own home visually so people could watch a show and cook
is
with
that
her.
The movie Meryl Streep's in?
Yes.
Is that based on that?
Julie and Julia. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. I always see that movie and I didn't know what it was about.
Yeah. Julia Child was just the first food star. She paved the way for people like Gordon Ramsay, Rachel Ray. I mean, every
icon.
Guy Fieri. Yeah. Want to know what's really interesting is those, I think it's the Betty Crocker, like easy bake kind of like mixes.
Yeah.
It originally started out where you just add water and that's all you had to do. And it didn't sell at all because housewives thought it was too easy and that it wasn't like,
they were just
like, they didn't want to touch it.
So they
dialed it back and was like, add egg.
Just to make it seem like they were doing something.
Just to make it seem like you were doing a little bit more work and that it felt more homemade. And it ended up like popping off and being the biggest thing.
But why do I feel like it does taste better though? When
in a way,
the ones where you just add water, it doesn't taste as good as if you put the eggs in.
But the recipe was already like different though. So they removed like the egg from the premix.
Yeah.
And then just added in the egg to make you feel like you're doing something.
Yeah, and it ended up being
I guess it makes me feel like I'm doing something.
What does Betty Crocker look like? I feel like I've never really got given a good look at that.
Oh, you know what Joe got me? Joe got us yesterday. He got us the whole Gordon Ramsay cook set. The
Hex
pan.
Clad? He got one for me too.
So
he got
cool.
one for me too.
It's so nice.
It's so
nice.
Best.
It like makes it, you don't want to use it because it like you don't want to ruin the pattern on the.
It's super nice.
And the knives are phenomenal too.
Yeah.
That makes you want to cook for sure.
Do you see Stanley Tucci is now putting out his own like cookware brand? You know Stanley
is he really?
Tucci? Yeah.
Is he Tucci?
He's the one in Devil Wears Prada and.
He's in a ton of movies.
Ton of movies.
Stanley Tucci. You know Stanley Tucci.
Burlesque.
Mariah, you would.
Yes. I love him in Burlesque.
Yeah, he has
he's great.
Tucci.
But he, I just love videos of Stanley Tucci just right there in his like kitchen, and he's like, "We're cooking some zucchini," and he's such a stud.
Him making a Negroni.
Yes, his kitchen looks just awesome, and he's so calm. He's never in a hurry. Oh man, what a guy! What a guy!
Cool dude.
A lot of big actors, celebrity, they turn into just people that just cook at home a lot. It's mm-hmm. funny.
He's in such good shape, man. Look at those biceps. I want some Tucci biceps, man.
Yeah, that's nice.
Oh, you know, he's married to Emily Blunt's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Emily Blunt, John Krasinski's wife, you know, like in The Quiet Place and stuff. Devil Wears Prada as well. Emily Blunt, red haired girl. He's married
to her sister?
Yeah, because, well, Stanley Tucci had a wife who he loved for years, and then she passed away, I believe, from cancer. Oh. So he was kind of like newly single and then met Emily Blunt's sister through... her, and now they're all. Wait, can you? That's got to be awesome. Stanley Tucci, John Krasinski, Emily Blunt, Emily Blunt's sister. All get around.
That is a good. That's a good crew.
Yeah, I get excited when I think about like certain celebrities, like those weird things. Yeah. Like you don't see them all out and about, but privately.
But like you know they're together at like
vacations. Yeah.
Oh, but it's crazy that. You don't like because you don't see it, you don't think about it. Like yeah. I had no idea that they were all like linked together like that.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
How are you guys feeling about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift?
They're together?
You didn't know that? Buddy, this is big.
Heath.
You were in the mountains, I guess.
I was gone.
Oh, yeah. Bro, this has been like the hottest like story. Really? I'm surprised we didn't talk about this last episode. They are, I mean, nobody really knew about it until she came to the game, right? Then everyone's like, oh, yes. Shit, this is a thing. Yeah, she like came to one of his games and like you could see them both looking at each other back and forth.
Interesting.
And there's a whole thing. There's girls are fighting against guys right now because... Girl, like all the Swiftie fans are saying that he was a nobody until Taylor Swift came to the game.
Oh, that's
and all
so
the guys,
funny.
All the guys are pissed off.
Yeah,
because they love him, and it's really funny seeing people fight. Like people make on TikTok, they'll make videos
that's really
where the
funny.
Guys and girls will be fighting about it. It's really funny.
Do you think that this is gonna be the one for her?
I don't know her. I don't. So like, I couldn't.
I think this is a fun chapter. I can't wait
for the song. It's gonna be a good hit. It'll be a good album next time.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm always skeptical about like big pro sports players, like when their significant other is like a bigger star than them in a way.
Yeah,
I feel like there's like always like a superiority complex kind of with athletes and like their wives.
I think like why do I feel like this is different? Because they're in completely different fields of work.
I guess.
And if she was like a huge athlete, I feel like that could be like a little competitive, but like there's no competitiveness in this. So like, I feel like there's no like sense of jealousy.
It's the ego.
But like a lot of people like don't have, you have to think about a lot of these people, the celebrities don't have egos though.
I guess. I'm curious to see how it works out. They do look pretty cute together
though.
They do.
They look great together.
People think the NFL though is like, rigged that last game with the Chiefs versus the Jets just because they wanted
really?
Because they knew that their viewership has been so high and that like social media wise they're getting all this attention because of Taylor Swift fans and stuff who
so
are
they
watching
think that
it to
they're
see
like
her. The NFL paying. Even updated like their bio on Instagram and made it like a Swiftie like joke or something. And it's like, hold
Whoa,
on a second, NFL.
They
you guys need to be just like totally.
I'm on board with the NFL's rigged.
You think so?
Yeah.
Some calls are just being made to Vegas.
I think it's all like planned.
I think it's all situational. Who has the most money? Can they afford to pay to be that to get that winning spot? Why not though? Like it's not surprising.
I guess so. Do you bet on sports games? I mean, we can't, I guess, in the state of California.
I have in the past, usually like fights I'll bet on.
Yeah.
But football, I just don't know enough about teams, players, anything like that.
Right. Parlays. Like, well, if this team wins, this other team has to win too.
And you know, you're saying that like a lot of this is rigged, right? But like if you're betting on a team to win, isn't there like a lot where it cannot be rigged? Like, how do you get like past that? If people are betting on a certain player and then, I mean, I guess that's just like any other game though, right? It's like you still have a 50-50, like, or you still have odds of winning.
Yeah.
I like betting on how long is the national anthem going to be? Like those types of like those weird ones where it's like, well, what is the final number in the score going to be? Not what the score is, but is the last digit going to be like a 9 or a 7?
If people were betting on that and I was singing the national anthem, I'd be messing with people. Yeah. I'd be roller coaster. I'd be, oh, say, can you see? People are like,
Y'all should place a bet during our wedding to see how long this ceremony will be.
Or like, oh, that could be fun.
Yeah.
32 minutes.
You can't be up there doing it, though. You're going to be like...
what's like an average ceremony time?
30 minutes?
Yeah, I think so. I think the more... If it's in a church, usually you're like on the 30-minute mark. But if you're doing it like casually by the beach or like, you know, outdoors, sometimes it's like...
And are you betting to like the minute and the second?
I don't know. I think it's from the moment the bride walks down the aisle. Maybe that's when you start
Usually... those type of bets, like time-wise, it would be like over 25 minutes or under 25 minutes. And you would just like pick a side.
Got it. Here, look, I'm trying to make some money at this wedding. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think we should all make a big, big pile, like a big bet, right? Mm-hmm. And make the pot like maybe 50,000. 50,000, and then see who wins the 50,000. Don't we love a lottery?
Zane objects in the middle of it just to like buy time. He's like,
I think gambling is illegal though in the state of Alabama. Yeah, you can't play the lottery in Alabama. They don't have a lottery.
Really?
Yeah, they don't because of God.
God doesn't like. Is it a sin?
I think so. I think
sinful
gambling's a sin. Greed. I think for sure.
Greed can be fun sometimes.
Greed is a sin.
It is. Greed is nasty.
I have some fun facts, guys. You want to hear them?
Sure.
I just stole these from a TikTok, but I think they were so interesting. Okay, so you know those types of like beanies that have the little ball on the top? The little tufts?
Yeah.
Do you know what that's for? Oh, you did?
I think I saw the exact TikTok. It was like fun facts about blah, blah, blah.
Yes, this is what I just stole. Yeah. And I go, this looks interesting. I want to say it unfiltered. Share it. What is it? What?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Well, the
you
tuff,
don't understand. When I retain information,
it's
gone.
That day and that's
five
it.
5 seconds.
Well, you know how it's usually like sailors who like wear those types of like hats with the.
Oh, now I remember.
The tuft. Yeah. Now do you know?
It's for bunking their head like when they're on the boat, like
oh,
underneath.
Really?
It's a way to like soften the blow because a lot of times when like a ship's rocking and someone's working below deck, their like ceilings would hit or their head would hit the ceiling and that little tuft ball
would
is to soften
cushion.
The cushion. Isn't that something?
That's really, that is. I did not know
makes
that.
Makes it cuter.
It's cute.
Another one. You know like pin caps, how there's a hole in the top?
Yeah.
Do you know why pins have like the little hole in the top? Like, you know, pin cap, like a cap on a pin. There's like a hole at the
top. Oh yeah. Hold on. Wait. I think I know.
What is it?
I take it back.
It's for it in case somebody chokes on it.
There's an airway.
There's an airway.
The airway. Oh. There's an airway through it. Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Do you think they started out like that or did
a bunch of people choke on
it?
Happen.
Yeah, and they just realized this is just a small adjustment. Wow. It wouldn't be anything. This one, brass. You know how like older houses had like brass doorknobs and stuff? Yeah. That is because they were so popular because they killed bacteria. Brass doorknobs did. But I don't know why we don't bring back brass doorknobs. But I guess you got to like polish brass and keep it. But yeah, they kill bacteria.
Yeah, brass doorknobs were a hit back then, huh?
I love brass accents. Like, look at our kitchen.
It is. Yeah, so, no, I still like it. And I feel like we do see it in like newer homes.
I want
like the brass coming back.
I want to go back to the brass like light switch plates.
Yes.
I love that look.
Wait. The
like the light, like light switches used to be brass. Like the plate.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of being the white on the wall.
You know what I wish it was? You know, like the buttons, like the.
Yes. Like.
Look.
Did you ever have like a fun light plate, like when you're a kid bathroom or anything? Like ours was like a lighthouse.
Seashells or something.
Yeah.
It's like a nightlight.
Yeah, but it's that plate sometimes they'll put on like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My grandma had one. It was a Christmas one, but like she just kept it all year long. All year round.
Another one that I had was that, you know, margins on paper, the reason why we have like margins
yeah, yeah,
like on the sides and stuff. It's because rats ate like a lot of the edges of papers and stuff.
So it would buy you some extra space.
Some extra space. Because rats were such a big deal. So if you had a full map that bled all the way to the end, the rats would just eat all around it. So they were like, let's just create this safer space around in case the rats do eat it.
It
we still have
into it.
So the margins exist because of rats. Wow. And then that's always been like a standard thing that we have now because of the rats.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble. We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare. I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing. Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Did you hear about that guy that he was like renovating his kitchen, right? So he needed to transfer money from one bank to his Bank of America account so he can pay the guy who was renovating his kitchen.
Okay.
When he switched over the $30,000 to his Bank of America account, all of a sudden the money was just gone. He goes to Bank of America. Bank of America just shut down the day before.
What?
So the day that when he went to Bank of America and asked them to make that switch, he was there and then he left and they made that switch. He comes back, Bank of America shut down.
That location.
He goes to another Bank of America, that location shut down. And when he calls them, they go, because you made the transfer at this location, there's nothing we can do about it.
No. What? The money's gone?
The money's
there's
gone.
There's no way. There's got to be a way.
There was a whole thing. Like they literally said, like, you're like, we're sorry. There's nothing we can do about it. $30,000 just gone.
Did they give warnings like in advance?
Isn't there some sort of law where it's like if a certain branch goes like bankrupt, if when you put money in there, it like, how does that work?
I don't know, but that's crazy. They didn't give them a heads up like, hey, we're closing tomorrow. You probably
No, they took that right in. Didn't give them any heads up.
But that's weird that like, I feel like your money shouldn't be tied to a specific branch. It should just be with Bank of America.
Correct.
And if it was a deposit into a bank, like if you had Bank of America, your app would show a deposit of that.
But this is a crazy story because people are going to see this and they're going to immediately just pull out their money. Like this is such a scary, if they see a bank could just do that.
Yeah, that's insane.
How can you like have trust in your trust in any bank out there if this is like allowed?
So he's still trying to fight for his money right
now. Yeah. Well, this happened in 2022.
They keep bringing him on every year to Good Morning America. I still haven't gotten my money back.
Where's my money? Where is my money? Damn, I wonder if there would be an update.
Never sees it again.
Oh, I was going to bring this up while we're talking about weddings, but
what?
There was this girl, Kat. It was just like a TikTok. She's not a TikToker, but it was just like one that she posted and went viral. But she was talking about a situation where... you know, she was like crying and being really emotional. And she was talking about how a year and a half ago, her and her like longtime ex broke it off. And then he ended up dating her sister.
Huh?
And then got married and everything. And it was a whole thing. And that caused a big divide between the family. And, you know, they hated each other. And then she... the parents were like, yeah, okay, well, obviously we're on her side. Like whenever there's family functions, you're invited and we'll make sure that like they're not there and they're constantly on her side. And then today, a year and a half later, today they were just like, we're over this feud. You're just going to have to get over it. Now they're going to be at every family function. You're just going to have to deal with it. So now this girl is just like breaking down like,
how many years
my relationship with my family and everybody around me is over because like, how do they expect me to let this go? Which is like crazy. How do you expect your daughter to let this go?
How long were they together?
It was a long time. I remember watching.
But how many years have passed now?
A year and a half.
Oh yeah, that ain't enough time.
Wow.
Hopefully though, like it sucks, and she has every right to be pissed, and she also has every right to set her boundaries.
Yeah.
two as long as she wants to extend it to. But then there's a part of me where it's like, hopefully she can work herself like through therapy and trying to frame her mind right.
For herself,
For herself and just for the function of a family. Because, you know, parents, they don't got enough time left. They would like to spend time with their family. That's the shit that is so frustrated.
That's what sucks, though, is that like...
But a year and a half is still way too soon to be like, you have to deal with it.
But it is crazy that like her sister just put her in that situation. Like there is about 150 million people...
Pick somebody else.
Other men in this world.
It's like the whole Courtney and Travis thing. Travis was obsessed with Kim.
Oh, really?
Like
I just found that out.
He wrote about her in like his journal book, whatever he had, like in love with Kim.
Who wrote it?
Travis.
Oh, you think he wrote that?
Well, I mean, Ghostwriter. I mean, that's how they are.
Travis Barker.
Travis Barker, yeah.
Is there another Travis up in the mix?
Travis Scott.
Travis
right?
Scott. That's Kylie's.
Then who was the other guy?
Travis Kelce. That's Tiffany Swift.
I thought there was another. Who kissed Tristan Thompson?
Yeah, Tristan Thompson. Yeah, that's
with
Khloe.
Too many T's up in the Kardashians. Yeah, right?
Somebody did a whole tree of the Kardashians and who dated who, and it was like.
Okay, now what about this? When like maybe a situation where a couple's been married for like, you know, for forever, but suddenly the wife dies. When she's like 65 years old, and then the guy then marries like the sister. Is that still frowned upon?
That's so weird.
It's just weird. Yeah. I mean, it's.
But I feel like I've seen that sometimes, like not in my own life.
At 65, I would just be like, all right, you don't need somebody.
Yeah.
And if you do, there's many ways as a 65-year-old, I feel like, that you can find somebody else. Like, you don't have to go to the sister. But
something weird about the fact that, like, if you were close, like, that sister has been there, like, your whole life. You're close with them. She's grieving. You're grieving. I don't know. I feel like there's, like, some sort of weird psychology
when it comes to that.
I don't know.
Going back to the whole... them dying at 65 and then going, and the guy going with their sister, not only would I feel guilty, but I couldn't, because just in case I see my boo thing after I die.
You know she's in heaven looking down
right now. Like, what if when I die and then my boo thing's waiting for me and now I'm cucked up with her sister.
Oh, right.
The shit is not going to be good in heaven. And everyone up there is going to be looking down like, he's in a big storm when he comes.
Shame. Shame.
So how was it?
Not worth it.
So how was it after I left? Oh, you didn't do it? Because I could see everything.
They're just saying grace, like going, and you know that she's looking down on. We miss her a lot.
Oh, just like, out there, just like, oh, girl, don't look down.
Yeah. You don't need to look at that.
Imagine that's how easy it is. They can just like go, like people that are dead can
maybe
just
you
like
don't need, you don't
moments
need to see
notice
this.
Just be like at any time they want. Oh, the invasion of privacy. You think God would do that to us? Have people that are like passed away be able to see us at any point that they want? I feel like there's got to be some like wait list, right? Or something, right?
Like
something
you get viewing.
You got a book, and then God has to approve. He has to approve when it's okay to look, where he's just like, ooh, he's jerking.
All right, look quick.
Wait a second, Barb. We're going to have to wait. Your grandson is jerking his meat. let's give it another 10 minutes. But there's got like, what's going on? I want to know.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble. We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us.
If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
What's this thing about Chipotle, Applebee's, TGI Fridays? Or
this was another interesting thing that I saw. It's crazy how we're at a time now where, you know how we have like cheap fast food restaurants like, you know, McDonald's, Carl's Jr., we have Jack in the Box, we have all these places where it's like affordable and you can go through the drive-thru, it's just easy and you're getting like what you pay for, kind of, you know, it's gone a little up, but like still. And then we have, you know, fancy restaurants that are expensive, but like you're getting good quality stuff and it's like a whole, like a vibe, you sit down with your friends, you get a wine, all that, that makes sense. But these like middle ground restaurants now, like Chili's and Applebee's, it's people are not fucking with them anymore because they're so expensive. You're not getting what you pay for. Like when you go to like at Applebee's, you're spending like a good $70 on maybe like a two-person meal.
Right.
And you're just not getting that quality. It used to be quality.
2 for $20. Yeah. Now it's like 2 for $30.
It used to be on that like cheaper side where it didn't feel like you were paying an arm and a leg.
It was a cheaper sit-down restaurant.
Exactly.
It was a cheaper chain.
It's not really like that anymore. It's just like the last time I went to, I feel like I went to like an Olive Garden. I remember like going to Olive Garden. I was like, damn, this is really expensive for this like really mediocre pasta that you can make a lot better. Just boiling pasta just comes out 10 times better. That was just like really interesting to me that like, I feel like it's just not a thing. Or like it is a thing, but like people, it's harder for people to want to do that when you could just go to an expensive restaurant and actually get
or like the go value to a restaurant of, that's like a more homemade kind of like mom and pop restaurant that's quality.
Like you want to walk into a restaurant and the grandmother is the host.
Yeah, there's something
those
about
are the
it.
Best.
Like where they remember you. It's like, good to see you.
Yeah, nobody's in uniform.
Yeah.
I love places like that.
Oh, like Plantation Diner.
Just, and they just take care of you. Like, they're like, do you want more? Like, it's on me.
You know what my favorite thing is for like diners when you go in and they don't have matching coffee cups?
Yes.
It's like Napa Auto Parts.
I love it.
And you got to do it like a little extra like wipe on like the rim.
There's still lipstick on it.
You know what? You don't care because it's like it's the neighborhood diner. Just wipe it off. It's fine.
You like
character.
It's family.
It's okay when you go to. Or normally you'd be like,
like you see that shit at Mastro's.
Yeah.
Because you're paying a lot, but you go to a diner like that. It's cheap. It is. It's an experience.
Do you think it's ranked by those that, do you think it's Chili's, TGI Fridays, Applebee's? Is that how TGI you would rank Fridays, it?
TGI Fridays is actually bad now.
Oh, is it?
It used to be amazing when I used to go. Anytime I've gone like recently, I haven't enjoyed it.
You know what just hit me? Could be the location that I went to also. You know, like Lazy Dog, right? That's what TGI Fridays and Applebee's used to be.
Yeah.
You go in, it's cheap and it's good food and like it's still like between expensive and fast food. But now places like Lazy Dog are taking that spot now while these other places are like kind of.
And they have higher quality food.
Yeah.
So it's still cheap, but the quality is amazing.
Yeah. You know what? If Lazy Dog gets bigger, I can't wait when we're like 65, 70.
When we see the quality drop.
Yeah, Lazy Dog just becomes like a TGI Fridays. That'd be crazy.
They would never.
No, but like it'd be crazy just like knowing that like we were there when it was like really good.
Yeah.
I would do anything to go back in time and try like all of the original burgers or like any like chicken tenders from.
Oh, like Burger King. Food, like yes.
An original one from when they first started before they became like a franchise.
Like the first In-N-Out burger.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
And what it is now.
Where it was the owner that had the vision and was like, this is my recipe. This is my burger. This is how it's made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it was better then.
I want it because it was
home cooked in a way, in a sense. Like,
and it wasn't as popular. So they didn't have to just like, it wasn't like quality. It was quantity. It was quality.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Probably like, yeah, it wasn't like.
I want to go back and try Chipotle. When I first had it.
Like, I remember like it was yesterday. The first time I had it was in London, right? It came out of London. And my God, it was
different.
When we were eating this, I was like, this is going to be so big because it was like the best bowl of just.
Has it changed? It has changed.
Yes.
Oh my God. The quality of it.
It is not good now.
I just feel like I've had it so much. I know what it is every time.
The burritos used to be bigger. The bowls you got. The
When we first got it in Florida, I remember their burrito was $6.25 and they couldn't even wrap it. It was so big.
Yeah.
And all of us were like, this is unbelievable.
I would go every day.
Yes.
Every single day.
It was a hot spot.
Yeah. Another, like, I feel like another place that I can think of, Panera Bread. I remember that was like, that was close there. That was like, dang, this is like good. Panera was really nice. Good stuff. Have you been to Panera Bread lately?
No.
My God.
I don't trust it. It's like a Starbucks now. People will go to Panera Bread just to like
work.
To like hang out, right? Don't they have like
I think you're talking about the one on Ventura. Yes,
people. Well, I don't know. Every time I've gone into Panera, I've been like, these people have been here all day.
Wait, yes, people go there to work. Yes, like they'll bring their laptops. They have like
a membership kind of thing where you earn points a lot. Like it's this gamification of the entire like experience. People eat.
Remember that dessert though at Panera? We'd get it.
Yes. All the
time. What was it?
I didn't even know they had dessert.
Oh my God, they'd have pastries there. Was it the brownie or the cookie?
They had like. A muffin.
It
was like a chocolate muffin that was unbelievable.
It was like we'd go there just for the muffin.
Yeah.
The bread bowls.
God, we were
the bread bowls.
They used to be bigger.
They used to be soft.
Yeah.
We were large and in charge. We took over that Panera. I remember the one on Davie.
Yeah.
When's the last time you guys heard of what's that Cinnabon?
Still amazing.
Yeah,
still
oh, really? Okay.
It doesn't taste like
processed or anything like that. It
tastes exactly the same since I was
a kid.
It's
like a Wetzel pretzel, like still the same.
Yeah.
Bank off that aroma. It's all just like no one's ever going to the mall thinking you're going to get a Cinnabon.
Yeah, but in the back of your head, you know you want it.
When you smell that shit, you're like, you know what? I deserve a treat.
If I have to go to the mall for something that's my last resort, I'm like, but I really don't want Wetzel pretzel. Like, I just know the second I step foot in there, I have to
the
grab
way,
it.
It's
like crack.
The conversations they're probably having about Wetzel pretzel, like knowing that they got that market of the smell in a mall. It's like the fact that they were able to execute that, and that's all you smell in any mall.
Are you guys Wetzel over Auntie Anne's?
Oh, wait.
To me and my brain, same shit.
Really? Yeah.
Same shit. There is no...
Same company. It has to be the same company.
But Auntie Anne's, I always feel like it's more of a real good like shop. Wetzel's sometimes if...
It's a more island.
If it's like a kiosk, if you're out in the middle, get the fuck away from me. Like if I can see like the lemonade shit turning out in the open air, it's not up to code to me. But
yeah, no, those kiosks do a little scare me. It's like, where is the,
you need to be
at a wall. Yeah.
Close the kitchen off.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like the pizza pretzel?
Yes, with
the pepperoni. God. That's the one I get all the time.
The pepperonis on a pretzel?
The pepperoni bites are good. The almond pretzel.
Okay, almond pretzel with their icing dip.
Ooh. You love
wait,
sweets.
An almond pretzel?
An almond pretzel. It's like shaved almonds on top, and it's kind of sweet, but it's like a healthier than like their cinnamon sugar one.
I see heat in the...
I'm growing as I talk.
But the thing is, I'm really never craving a pretzel.
I love
the smell makes me just like bite my lip a little bit, but I will never like buy one of those again.
Yeah, I usually get them like if I'm at a ball game and the line for the regular food is like way too expensive and I'm just going to get a pretzel.
I used to come home and have a pretzel like every single day with my brother.
Wait,
like
me a too, ballpark, the microwavable the mic, ones. Yeah,
I did them in
too.
The oven.
After school.
It's like a black box.
You had big ass pretzels at home?
Yes. And it came with the chunky salt that you would sprinkle on top.
My sister we used to do it after school every single day. And the first time my sister did it by herself, you're supposed to put it in for 33 minutes. And she put like 30 minutes and it set on fire. Yes, no. That box. Super
I've never seen that in
I've
my
never
life.
Seen that
no way.
I think if I go in my parents' freezer right now, why is
they make? Why do they make
good?
It black? Why would you make like the packaging black?
I remember it. That is ingrained in my brain.
And it came with a packet of salt, like rock salt.
You would wet it.
Yeah,
you would wet it. And then you would sprinkle the salt.
Do they
on
give
it.
You a little cheese sauce or anything?
No.
You just got to figure that out on your own.
It was just so good. It was so
Matt,
soft.
You know they made it black because they're like, nobody else has black boxes.
Yeah. I guess. It's just like, they want to be like a midnight snack kind of a thing.
In the oven, though, is the way to go.
I never did it in the oven. That's
why it's black, because inside an oven is black.
Yes.
I think this guy's amazing.
The look. When you're looking at a pretzel in an oven, everything is dark. It's but I think maybe.
Oh, not. I guess so.
I didn't know they were called Super Pretzel. It does look like a superhero, like the box, like that font.
God,
color.
I wish pretzels were like really healthy. They hit. I feel like I'm eating healthy when I eat a pretzel.
They're not that bad.
This guy out here is eating. Aren't pretzels covered in a chemical that is like you can't eat by itself, but when you
all pretzels, what kind of like
that's what gives it its golden color. Like there's a, I forget what the chemical is. I don't know. you like paint it on, and that's why it gets that like that sheen.
Are you talking about like pretzel chips, like the sticks?
Real pretzels, like that. Like it's a chemical that you put on it. That's why it turns that color. But it's toxic to just eat that alone.
Chemically delicious. Mm. I haven't had pretzel chips in a long time. Like just pretzels, like regular pretzel, little crunchy pretzels.
I tried to smoke.
Sodium hydroxide is essentially the same stuff that's used to make soap and clean drains. It can even dissolve glass. But it's also what makes a pretzel taste good.
Can it dissolve
good.
That?
Owner of the... yeah, so basically you paint that onto the dough and it like has a reaction with the bread and it gives it that like crisp and that hard.
Tastes great though.
It does. Mm.
Pretzel ice cream.
I put pretzels in my ice cream. You crush them up.
I tried to smoke a pretzel one time when I was
me
a kid.
Me too.
The pretzel sticks, uh-huh. And you're just like, let's fucking light this shit
up.
You could hit it. You would hit it.
You know, I tried smoking a Pizza Hut breadstick. That works.
Why do I feel like I was there with you when you did
probably.
That?
Probably.
Did you hollow it out?
No, I just like, just straight, like I just kept on. Just
burning.
Yeah,
you didn't really technically smoke anything.
Oh yeah. My God. And it was like hitting too.
That's a good high episode. Like, what can we smoke?
What things can we use to smoke weed out of?
Yeah.
Yeah, we would like smoke tea sometimes, like cut open a tea packet and then like roll tea.
Really?
Inside, like with the weed?
Yeah, like, no, not with the weed, but like...
Just tea leaves? Dude,
we were bored, man. Yeah, we like...
Oh, you just roll it for fun?
Just roll it for fun to think that you could smoke it.
Oh, yeah. That shit was probably so bitter. Imagine smoking tea leaves.
But those are what stage cigarettes, though, are like Mad Men and stuff. Because you legally cannot be smoking like a real cigarette on set.
Oh, really?
So you have to smoke like their tea leaf cigarettes. So it's like some weird loophole. They smell like fucking turtle food. But
that's so interesting. Why legally they can't?
Because of all like the additives and like tar that's like...
No, I know the like what's in cigarettes, but like I...
Probably because people don't want to be around it. Like secondhand smoke, you can't smoke indoors.
Oh, yeah, that's like... Yeah. Okay, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
So yeah, that's what they usually smoke on like stages and stuff, but they taste like shit.
No tobacco, no nicotine. I mean, it's a great thing to move to if you're trying to quit.
Yeah.
Remember in Japan when we bought those cigarettes? What was it?
It was matcha.
Matcha
cigarettes. We thought it was, because the packaging was matcha cigarettes, and we're like, that's kind of cool.
And it was just
matcha. It was just matcha.
It was sleeves of matcha, like the little packages, yeah. But it was in the shape of a cigarette, and that was just the branding. We were disappointed.
We were pissed.
Yeah.
Because it was expensive because we really wanted to try a matcha cigarette. It seems like
that
very doable.
Nice.
Zane and Heath is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds.
Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it. So, your dollar goes a long way.
Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
We had a 1,200% increase in sales using TikTok ads.
My name is Linda, and I'm a co-founder of Love & Pebble. We created Beauty Pops, a frozen facial that melts into nourishing skincare.
I started this business with my husband, and we do everything from packing orders, marketing.
Before, it was just me creating videos, but now I have over 2,000 affiliates that are working with us. If we can do it with TikTok ads, you can too.
Want to grow your business fast? Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Do you remember being in school, like young, and there was the pictures that people like mocked up of Marlboro weed cigarettes, and it was like a green package, and everybody was like, could you imagine one day, like,
oh,
you didn't even like smoke weed, but you were just like, look at this.
Oh, they did. Like, oh yeah, I remember the mock, like the funny, like
it was a Marlboro weed cigarette, and it was like a green package, and I don't know why.
Then now it's everywhere.
People would like put that on their MySpace and shit.
Yes.
That's like that's like some Tumblr like aesthetic
and
stuff.
And everybody's like, yo, one day.
Marijuana.
And you know what? It's crazy that they have it everywhere, but why haven't they done it yet?
True. Why doesn't the cigarette company get into marijuana?
There has to be some sort of law.
Hat probably. Yeah, they're definitely
beefing.
I think they're
imagine
trying
a cigarette
to,
company, you can't tap into weed. Oh.
I bet it's like an entrepreneur like ship thing where they don't want a bigger company to take over the marijuana market mm-hmm. because they want all of these new companies to like boost the economy.
Yeah.
Like they can't just have someone come in and be like, we're going to do it now and dominate it. That's probably it, I think.
But you know how many those packs of weed mm-hmm. cigarettes they could fucking sell?
Crazy.
It's insane. I'd buy it just to have it. I think it looks cool.
Do you guys know what? Okay, I'm kind of shifting big time, and I don't think we've ever talked about it on this podcast. Do you know what back rooms are?
I wanted to talk about that.
No,
you've never heard of back rooms. So, okay, so
I'm surprised you haven't heard of it. It's like the whole, you're talking about Matrix and like.
So back rooms, it's this kind of like weird internet culture, and it's these videos that people will make, and it's pictures of these places that look familiar, but they don't exist.
Oh, yes. Okay. Where you think like everyone's dreamt of this room.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they create
like that.
So they'll make these like little.
I've been there.
The pool ones freak me out. Can you go to Google Images? Just more like.
I thought there was more to it though.
It's a universal experience that no one's actually.
Like it's these rooms. So there's these video games now where you can like walk around in these like back rooms and stuff. But it's this strange like dream state. Place that
like doesn't it all look familiar?
Yeah,
everybody feels that way.
They'll have like a ball pit in a random room, and suddenly you take a slide down, and then you're going into another thing. But your whole
like, I know I've actually never been there, but a part of my brain is like, yeah, I know exactly what this is.
Yeah,
it's very weird.
I've been getting into like backroom stuff on TikTok, and there's been these guys who will make these like videos, like almost like a video game animated thing of them walking around it and just this trippy stuff starts happening. But I do think it's so interesting that like, I think it's something like deep rooted in our childhood.
Yeah.
And especially us growing up in the 80s or 90s where that
They take little things in our childhood and they just put it together. I think that's just what
makes
it. And
our brain just identifies with it because that's also the way we saw the world in a way when we were kids because we didn't understand the depth of how things went or how far a room was. And we thought everything was so grand in our eyes. Yeah. It's this wild just... I don't know how to feel about it, but I sometimes can't stop watching them.
I thought that when you said backrooms, I thought it had to do with like something about the Matrix. I saw this all over TikTok too.
But there's also liminal spaces.
Yeah, where there's people. There's backrooms where people like can go into a different like dimension and then like come back. But it's like I thought that's what you're talking about, like backrooms.
Oh, I guess I know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about in the Matrix, you go into a
like how people are able to like
be in a space where time is different than the outside, okay, singularity.
Yes. For example, there's this guy on TikTok where he lives in this apartment building, right? And he noticed that there was like a pizza menu in front of everybody's doors, like in this apartment building. And then he took his in, went inside, and then for days, he sees everybody's menus are still outside the door. And he's like, that's really weird how nobody's brought theirs in. A week, two, still there. He's like, that's really strange. He goes to the other floors. Nobody has touched their menus, has like brought their menus inside. And then it got to the point where he found out that he was like the only one living in this building.
I heard about this. Yes.
And I forget how that went into this backroom Matrix.
Oh, so when people are walking around and it looks like the whole world is dead, it's people are probably like, this gives backdoor energy, backroom energy.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe. That's, but that was such an interesting story. How, like, why is this guy living by himself in this apartment building? This entire apartment building. Mm. It's not just a few doors. It's
that
like
would
a whole thing.
Freak me out.
Yeah.
If you thought that all of these people were living in a building and realizing that you were the only one. Because already apartments freak me out like that sometimes where like you picture it like a dollhouse and then you realize there are so many people on top of me, so many people below me, and everyone's in these little like rooms. That weirds me out. But then
like
realizing
if you were to zoom out and have like an x-ray, like 3D of all the rooms stacked on top of each other everywhere and you could like see in through walls and like all the little families together in little cubbies.
Yeah.
That is a very weird thought.
I would think about that. And all the poop going through the pipes. it's just
see everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yum. What was the other one you were talking about?
Liminal spaces. Liminal spaces are kind of similar to backrooms. Backrooms, I think, are more inspired by the video game. Those are people who digitally create these like fake spaces. Liminal spaces are, it'll be like, are like places that you're like, I've been there. And usually that's it is a real image, yeah. But you're like, oh, I guess it is.
Oh, it's the same thing.
That pink like, checkered floor.
Yes, right there, right there. Look, go to the top.
Like that.
Yeah, I've seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like abandoned malls.
Oh yeah, that's a mall. Yeah, with the, they've had the, they had those in the malls.
Yeah.
The big gum machine.
Oh, Mariah saw a coffee table book. I was debating
of on. These.
No, it was cool. It was abandoned movie theaters.
Oh, awesome! Mm.
It looked. I picked it up and I was like, "This is so cool!" Like
there was these people. I don't know if they bought the building, if they were just doing construction on it or something, but they like pulled up the floor and they went down, and it was a whole theater underground.
Oh, cool!
It was unbelievable. An entire abandoned theater under, like, picture us doing construction in this house. We rip up this floor and it's a theater underneath.
That would crazy. Freak me out.
It was the mud flood, covered it up.
What's that supposed to mean?
There was like a flood and then people, there's still like the building underneath that people like forgot about and then kept coming up. Did you tell Matt we saw the oldest bookstore in the United States?
Yeah, I think I texted him because I was like, I forgot it was here. It's in Bethlehem.
Oh,
where oldest
yes, you did text me about that. Yeah. Whoa.
Moravian Bookstore in Bethlehem.
Wow.
And then also the oldest drive-in movie theater.
Oh, yeah. Shankweiler's Drive-In.
Yes, how cool would it be? Though, if the I wish, though, like, I love carpet from, like, old roller skating rinks.
That's yeah.
Game rooms. Bring that back. Wouldn't that be so cool? Like, maybe it'd be too hard on our eyes, but, like, our set was, like, that at the bottom
of
it.
We wanted, like, an old Vegas casino rug, like we want that in our future basement.
Oh,
like
yeah.
It's just a fun basement print or like a movie theater
put like,
print.
Wait, put like Zane, put cigarette candles, set. Like
a spray.
Cigarette scented candle, yeah, candles. Yeah. Cool.
Okay, Zane, I want to change our set. I want the.
Oh,
want
look up 90s.
Movie theater.
Her 90s arcade carpet.
Really 90s in the eyes.
90s arcade carpet.
Right?
No.
But you won't really see, you won't even really see the floor though. So we could if you wanted to.
I want it.
You just won't be able to see it on camera though.
Yeah.
That's so it was cool. It just had so much life to it.
It did.
That's also why casinos will make, you know, very distracting carpets because it keeps your attention focused.
Same
on
thing with the bus seats. All bus seats used to be like that type of print. Like that floor.
It had to be to cover how dirty
cover stains.
It was.
Also, checkered floors, I learned that they put those out in like malls usually with the squares is because when people are walking on them, people tend to walk faster on it because like your brain thinks like you shouldn't be, you don't feel totally safe and secure on it. So you're like,
oh, I get that.
I gotta be moving towards my next spot because if it was all the same, you'd be like, I'm in no hurry.
That makes sense.
That is really sorry.
Did you see, you know about the new space mission for 2025?
No, I actually don't.
We're supposed to be going back to the moon.
Hell yeah.
Is Prada sponsoring?
It's Prada.
Our first time we're
Prada
going.
Prada ex NASA. Like, deciding the suit.
They're going to do, wait, are they
a
doing a fashion show?
On the moon.
Prada is making
a moonwalk. The new space.
Isn't that insane?
We don't know what the suits are going to look like though yet, right?
I think they're currently working
like
on
it. Like high-end suits?
Why would they?
Designer?
Wait, and it's Dixie D'Amelio in it, like modeling.
Imagine those contracts. Like the amount, those contracts are going to be at least 150 pages long.
I want to know who came to who.
Why? Yeah, wait. Why is Prada? Why? Not to be all like pro-American. Should it be Ralph Lauren or something?
They That's shouldn't like, what's be American. Getting, why just? It should be a spacesuit that keeps them alive. Who gives
this
shit?
This isn't a fashion show.
Like?
This is
well,
like,
I bet they're collabing.
I would like to see, and I think it'd fit way better. Give me just a spacesuit with a Nike check, and it's like just do it. Like
or Red Bull.
That, yeah, that makes sense.
Red Bull.
It has to be like something athletic. Absolutely, accelerator.
Yeah, what is
that? Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yes. Paint the rocket ship like an accelerator can.
Like a
boom, like, blast off, baby.
Why? Yeah, no, you're right. Like it. And I get it, the whole high end. Yes, it's like, it's very like, but like, it should be something athletic because who's going to the moon? Not models. They're not going to the moon. Athletes are going to the moon.
It sounds like a skit. Like, it's like a spoof. Like, they're making fun of it.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre.
But hopefully they are kind of like sleek looking. I always think the best spacesuits were in like Interstellar. You know, like in Interstellar, their suits weren't like your typical good. Like, white 90s looking ones, but they were like kind of like slim.
Wait, I'm sorry. I want to bring this back around.
Yeah.
Look, I get like, okay, not what is NASA's job? What's their main job? It's probably to like
space exploration to space satellites. Exploration.
I feel like it comes with like a lot of like responsibility, and why do they have to incorporate that with like fashion?
Well, I think they're probably trying to get just like additional funding as well, because it's like a government money that's being spent on it. So yeah, I think open it up to brands to help sponsor and get us to the damn moon. Like,
but yeah, Red Bull would have made so much more sense.
Ralph Lauren. Well, Red Bull can't make outfits. Like, okay, sure. If we're going to open it up to like brand sponsoring, put on patches. It doesn't
have
to be about
the outfit. You could just have it say Red Bull and they could still fund it as long as the suit says Red Bull. Well,
yo, they
it's like race car drivers.
Yeah, they should treat it like a race car. Like the rocket going up.
Oh, the rockets have stickers that makes sense. M&M.
Yes. I want to see that.
Yeah, why don't they just do that? Treat the rocket like a race car.
I mean, yeah, this rocket is going to look insane. Billion, bazillion dollar diamonds rocket, but it's probably going to explode halfway through.
Yeah, but
because it's made out of...
Is that what...
If NASA came to a bunch of brands and said like, hey, do you guys want a spot on the rocket? Everyone would be like, hell yeah. Like, that's cool to have that shot of like... Your brand?
I don't think these are like the ones that are doing in space.
No, this is like probably a space-inspired fashion show.
Exactly, but like I want to see the spacesuits that they're thinking, because there's just no way.
Why don't you collab with Kendall Jenner? She has that toothpaste-based brand.
Oh yeah, Moon. Get that toothpaste off.
She's got money.
How long are they going to be up there at the moon? They got to set something up. It would be kind of dope to be able to look at the moon and see like that we've conquered it. Like just to be able to like see like a dome on the moon. Even though would people get pissed that they have to look at that?
Oh, you mean like a runway fashion show like under a dome? No,
just if we go to the moon, I'm so split on this.
Like something to
put up a tent or like set up, one of those little concrete dome things, or I don't know how they can pull it off. But then again, would it be weird if you forever look at the moon and the moon does look different and it shows that like humans have now conquered the moon, that we could, I don't know if you'd be able to see it from space. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Something like that, maybe we could see from space. Or that's going to be such a controversy the day like where when we do build something on the moon to the point where you can start seeing it.
Interesting. I'm looking at the runway, right? You know how they have people sitting? But just imagine everybody in
space. They're floating.
Just floating in spacesuits. You have to be like anchored down by like a chain to the ground. And they're just watching as people are floating down the run. That's going to be crazy. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see the TikToks.
Well, then if they make it to the moon, then doesn't this kind of confirm that we did go to the moon?
Sure.
When people question, why aren't we going back? They're like, we lost the technology. We can't.
We lost the technology. Did they find it? And now they're saying you can't leave.
That's why I'm all for them doing this. Because I want to see they do. I want to see how it's done.
The next Fendi video.
Rihanna's newest.
Yeah.
I feel like she can definitely afford to throw that show on the moon.
A lot of people can.
We should go to the moon. No, we should go to the launch.
Where is it? Cape Canaveral?
Probably. But how cool would that be to go see, like, I've just said, you saw it.
Yeah, I've always wanted to, like, get a lawn chair and sit out and pack a cooler.
I'd be like, dude, that'd be really, like, exhilarating, too, just watching just, like, a rocket that close and going up.
I would love that. That's cool.
Let's do it.
2025?
2025 is what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you have to like buy tickets to see that?
Yeah, that's what I'm so curious about.
You have to
about.
Buy tickets to see.
No, you can like just stand off in the
Bathroom. Like that. I think that's cool. Like to like be able to see it that close.
How come they never show like it landing? Or like, I mean, not landing, like coming back.
Because it goes in the ocean?
It's.
Where do the people go?
They're still in it.
How do the people get back?
Because, when it goes up into the rocket, it like detaches, all that stuff detaches, and then it turns into the lunar craft that lands, and then that goes back out into orbit.
Why don't we ever see the videos of it like coming down though? Like, or is it just not in
the old space one? It's like that's the top of the rocket, correct?
Yes. Looking at that thing that came back from the moon, supposedly, is absolutely probably one of the.
Do they land back perfectly? How do you steer that thing?
Engineering.
It ain't rocket science.
Did you guys even sneak in your words?
No.
Oh, I forgot we were playing. I genuinely forgot we were playing. Did I say it? Let's see.
I forgot also.
I just remembered that.
I know you got it in when you're doing your little fun fact.
No, mine, dude, mine's impossible. Jordan, I am a little livid about the word you gave me. Oh,
well, you should have seen what you gave me. You want to see the words you gave me?
Platypus.
Reveal them?
What, right? You didn't get any.
The first one was really easy. I forgot we were playing.
Oh, wait, was mine supposed to be three words?
No, you got two.
Oh, I read it as one whole thing. I said them? No, I didn't.
My first one is really easy. I was definitely going to get this one, and I just forgot. My words were pyramid, easy. I could have easily came up with something. The second word is just, I don't know, baboony?
Baboonery.
What's that?
Who fucking knows? It was a word he came up with. Made up word. The way I was going to say that one was, deeny baboonery.
Oh, that was good.
Mine was Matt. That's, I guess you wrote my name. Oh, it was supposed to be two. Okay. I read this as Matt Hullabaloo Kerfuffle. What? And I thought I had to say it like Matt Hullabaloo Kerfuffle. And I was like, this is impossible.
Oh, so that was for you, like Matt. And then your two words are Babu
Hullabaloo.
And what's the second one?
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle?
Kerfuffle. Your two words were
Hullabaloo and Kerfuffle.
Jordan, can you give us a definition of these words?
It's like not even fair.
Hullabaloo, what is like, oh, is it like a do, like a riot, like something's a big hullabaloo?
Oh, those are actual words.
And a kerfuffle, they're kind of the same thing. A kerfuffle is a commotion, and a hullabaloo, what is a hullabaloo?
Honestly, Matt, you could have said kerfuffle, and it would have went right past me.
But I thought.
But that other word, that other one is like.
Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo.
It just sounded like words that you normally say.
Yeah, I guess I would. But I read it as like Matt Hullabaloo Kerfuffle. And I was like,
I don't know.
I got it. Should I make my, like, I.
Warriors.
Not as bad as you guys is. Cosmopolitan.
Oh,
that's easy.
And Atlantis.
Fuck Didn't you off, say Atlantis?
Fuck you.
I was thinking Atlantis. When we talk about back rooms
underground.
Like,
why didn't Heath get a bubble-boo-boo fucking word?
Because I'm thinking about the people that I'm writing them for and how I want it to challenge them.
Oh, so what, Heath is the best, so you just give him the easiest words? That don't make sense to me.
No, but
Atlantis should have went to me.
You got pyramid.
Yeah, pyramid was pretty easy.
It's an easy one.
Sorry, guys. We didn't get any out there.
Forgive us.
Spare us.
They have to rewatch the episode because they were so focused on what word.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, damn, after all that.
They actually had a party, like having people meet just to play it with us.
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, that's it for today's episode. Make sure to check out Komodo Coffee. We got bags. We've got matcha. We've got whole ground bean. We've got a whole bunch of different drinkware and a bunch of different flavors. So make sure to check it out. Komodo.com.
You can check out our Patreon, patreon.com/DanaHeath, where we post bonus episodes, high and drunk episodes. We have live Q&As. We have a private Discord, and we also post unwind videos where we keep the cameras rolling after every episode for another 15 to 30 minutes. And we just like keep the podcast going, talk shit, get hit, you know? And then we also do early access episodes and ad free, where we post them 2 days earlier without any ads.
Yep.
All for $5 a month.
Patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
Obviously, you can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Podcasts, all those sorts. And then you can check out the video form of these podcasts on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Zane and Heath, where we post every Tuesdays.
All right, guys. We love you so much. Thank you for sticking with us, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Toodaloo. See you in the new set, maybe.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving, it's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learn to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Military veterans and active duty service members, you could become a certified cyber warrior with just 12 weeks of training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, and IT pros with these skills often enjoy abundant opportunity and a great lifestyle. Protect our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. That's mycomputercareer.edu/CWP.